This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
My name is Tim Mize. Alongside is Carl DeBar, and this is week five of IHSA high school football action. And Carl, tonight the Toppers, they are really in a must-win situation. They come into the contest 1-3 on the year, but as we know, you have to have five wins to make yourself playoff eligible. So that means you can have, of course, only four losses, and the Toppers still have Carlinville and Pena on the schedule. And at 1-3, this suddenly becomes a must game for the Toppers.
Yeah, it definitely does. Like you say, the schedule you look down, and you also got to worry about just playing your rival across town or across 16, Litchfield.
Absolutely.
But you got Pena the final game of the year. To make sure that game counts, you're going to have four wins going into it.
East Alton Woodover, they come in looking for their first win in more than 2 years. They were winless last year in nine chances, and they've dropped their first four games here of 2010. So it's always a little bit dangerous, Carl, whenever you get a team that hasn't won a game in quite some time. You get them on their home field. They got a pretty nice crowd on hand here tonight. I guess the start will be critical for the Toppers here this evening.
They had a great start last week, Tim, against a very powerful Greenville team. They really dominated that first half and almost looked like they was going to take it early on the kickoff. And in two plays, the fourth down play, they don't score on the one-yard line going against Greenville. And the one play, Greenville scores on one play, 98, 99 yards. Well, I don't know what officially they called that one, but it was a long pass play.
It was a long pass play nonetheless. So Toppers dropped it last week to Greenville. 40-21 was the final, but as Carl just kind of indicated, the game was a lot closer than that final score would indicate. Last week, East Alton Wood River, they dropped a tough one to Piasaw Southwestern, 34-14, and that's the only common opponent that Hillsborough has with East Alton Wood River thus far. Of course, Hillsborough went to Southwestern week one and lost a tough one, 19-14. So you look at that, both clubs have been to Southwestern, neither got a win, but it would appear the Toppers played them a little tougher.
Yeah, you would go by that and say that Toppers look like they would be the favorite team.
Absolutely. Last year, the Toppers beat the Oilers 41-6, and they deked us with the national anthem last time. Now they're playing the anthem. We pause. We're back after these messages.
Hi, this is Big Ed Edwards. It's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare a price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
High school football on the Tally Broadcasting Stations is brought to you in part by Max Fire and Safety Equipment in Litchfield, The Shine Shop in Litchfield, Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Andy's Body Shop in Nokomis, Baker Custom Homes and Buildings in Litchfield, and by Fernhaber's Florist in Staunton.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
UJ's Corner Convenience Stores of Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis. Open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
WAOS.
America's high school sports leader.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium here on the campus of East Alton Wood River High School. Tim Mize along with Carl DeBar. And Carl, as far as weather goes, it is about as perfect as you can get for a Friday night of high school football.
Perfect weather, no wind to affect the passing game, no moisture per se on the field. And boy, Tim, what about this field? It is just gorgeous. They take great care of it down here, and it's green. End zone to end zone.
Absolutely. And what I like from an announcer's perspective, Carl, is they've got the yard markers.
Big.
1, 2, 3, and 4 yards in between
yes.
the fives. You don't always get that at the high school level. Very nice looking field here at Memorial Stadium. Well, South Central action for you tonight. And, of course, when they realigned the conference a couple years ago, every game is now a conference game for South Central teams, of course. So Hillsborough comes in 1-3 in the conference and overall. East Alton Woodover is 0-4 overall in the conference as well. So they are in the lower part of the conference standings right now. Of course, Greenville sitting atop the conference. They are a perfect 4-0, but they've had a couple of close calls between Carlinville and Hillsborough the last couple of weeks.
They have, but those were two big games for them, and now they've gotten them behind them. And, you know, you look forward to that Greenville Payne a game down the road. That should be a dandy game, too.
That should be a good game. Carlinville sitting in second place. They are tied with Payne and Southwestern. Of course, they hold the tiebreaker over Payne. They have not played the Piasau Birds as of yet, so Carlinville and Southwestern tied for second in the South Central with a 3-1 record. Then you have the Roxana Shells and the Vandalia Vandals both sitting at 2-2. Marquette, Hillsboro, Litchfield all at 1-3. And East Alton Wood River at the bottom of the conference with their 0-4 record. And the last 10 years, they haven't played every year, have the Toppers and the Oilers. But Hillsboro is 4-1 against East Alton Wood River in the last 10 years. And the Toppers have won the last four meetings here against the Oilers. And I mentioned in our last segment last year, Hillsboro thumped them 41-6. And that was their first meeting since back in 2006. And Carl, we kind of saw it last week with Carlinville and Pena. Carlinville got themselves in a slugfest after a hard-fought game and a tough loss against Greenville, and it'll be interesting to see how the Toppers come out here tonight. The game, for all intents and purposes, they controlled through the first half, but it's a bottom-line business. You got to get the W. They did not, and as a result, they really have put themselves behind the eight ball, so to speak, coming in 1-3. This really is a must-game for the Toppers to keep the playoff hopes alive.
Definitely a must game. And the one thing they did was they finally established a solid running game, which they had the entire game against Greenville. So they'd been struggling offensively leading up to that Greenville game, but I think their offense has woken up. So we'll see if they can turn it around and get the season going for them.
It's the East Alton Wood River Oilers, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, the kickoff next.
The circuit clerk's race in Montgomery County should be important to everyone in the county. Jared Hitchings will move Montgomery County forward and work for the citizens of Montgomery County. This ad is approved and paid for by Jared Hitchings from Montgomery County Circuit Clerk. He works for you.
Do I have those Hillsboro starters?
This broadcast is brought to you in part by the Verdon Dairy Queen, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs,
last week and lost
Harpole and White Appraisal in Hillsboro, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, Jim's IGA in Livingston, and by the Irving Creamery and Pizzeria.
You need the extra performance of DieselX Gold to help your engines run at peak efficiency, protect against premature wear, and enhance fuel efficiency.
Really,
with the proven advantage of FS DieselX Gold,
right, Jim,
to work.
DieselX Gold available at M&M Service Company.
Has this ever happened to you?
More after this.
Yo, don't drive!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
WAOX, Staunton, Edwardsville, and River Bend.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium. The Toppers will kick it away to get this football game underway on a wonderful Friday evening here at Memorial Stadium at East Alton Wood River High School. It'll be Jay Webster to put the toe into it. Down the heart of the field it goes. It's picked up there by one of the upmen for the Oilers, out across the 35 to the 40, still on his feet, down the far sideline, and finally shoved out of bounds, just shy of midfield, and a nice return for East Alton Wood River there, as they got it out close to Topper territory. Return went to Mike Bear that time, and he got a nice block on the far side, Carl, and got good starting field position for the Oilers to start. With 11:51 to play here in the opening quarter, just underway. And the Oilers will start 1st and 10 from the 46.
They rolled the safety up. They just rolled the safety up. They rolled the safety up to the strong side.
East Alton River comes out in a power set. Ragusa will pitch it to the right. It's taken there by Hughes. He's going to get stacked up behind the line of scrimmage. He's actually dropped inside the 45 back at about the 43, so we'll call it a loss of 3 on first down. And we've got an injured Oiler on the field after the first play of the game. And Carl, we saw last week that this Hillsboro defense really seemed to gain a lot of confidence, especially in that first half, as they really did a good job for the most part of stifling the Comet running attack. It was just a couple of big pass plays, especially in that second half, that were their undoing, but they looked really comfortable against the run.
Yeah, they did a good job against the run the whole game for the most part, and they had a lot of pressure in that first half on the quarterback on against Greenville, but then the second half, Greenville got away and made some big, obvious plays.
Well, we are just underway here in the game's opening quarter. On the first play, we have an injured Oiler down on the field. So while they tend to the injured man, we're going to take a break, and we're back to Memorial Stadium right after these messages.
The ownership and staff at Wright Automotive wish all the area high school sports teams and the Fighting Illini the best of luck this season. Make your school and your hometown proud of you. Play hard, but play fair and display good sportsmanship on and off the field of play. This message from everyone at Wright Automotive in Hillsboro.
No. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Hearts Flying in Litchfield. Learn to fly. Call 324-9680. Randy Vital, your country insurance and financial services agent in Bunker Hill. Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. And by Sunnyborn Brothers Truck Service in Headache.
The First National Bank of Raymond has been a proud partner in the success stories of our area farmers and small business owners for over 100 years. You have a business to run, and we have money to lend. Contact us today at 229-3701 in Raymond, Girard, Burden, Pawnee, or Morrisonville. First National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing.
Hi, I'm Reagan Ware with Shipman Elevator Company. Fall is a great time for soil sampling. To take inventory of nutrient levels in your soil.
That is the ball carrier.
We then can give you a tailor-made recommendation to maximize yield on each field. Call Shipman Elevator for fall soil sampling on your farm. 618-729-9009.
WAOS.
America's high school sports leader.
Jake Hughes has helped off the field. He looks a little wobbly. He's on the sideline now. He's going to go ahead and take a seat, and he was the ball carrier on that play. It's hard to really say what happened, Carl. He just kind of in a big pile of people and finally is able to get off the field with some assistance.
That Dylan White looked like a nice clean tackle. Tim, he just took him down and he didn't get up.
Here's Ragusa on play action. He's going to throw up the middle. Has a man wide open, caught in Topper territory. First down inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line. As the catch that time made by Scott Gibbs. So into Topper territory they go after a loss on a first down carry. They come out throwing, and down to the Topper 38 they go.
Who's the receiver, Tim?
That would be Scott Gibbs, 6'1 junior, 200 pounds. He was wide open in the middle of the field. Oilers come out, power set. Ragusa will hand it straight up the gut, plowing the pile inside the 35, down to the 34. Be a gain of 4 yards on the first down carry. That was a quick handoff that time to the first man through. As they get the pile unsettled here. I think the ball carry went to Adam Grace that time. 6'1", 190-pound senior for East Alton Wood River. Just underway opening quarter, 10 minutes, 30 seconds to play. No score. Oilers have the football for the game's opening drive. It's 2nd and 7 in Topper territory at the 34-yard line. Looks like Jake Hughes is going to be okay over there on the Oilers sideline as he's sitting on the bench right now, but he appears to be okay. Up the gut they go right away to the 30-yard line is the ball carrier that time for East Alton Wood River. Stopped quickly as that was Ragusa that time, the quarterback on the keeper. That's going to set up a 3rd and short for East Alton Wood River. And you get into this part of the field, getting 3rd down stops is critical. Not quite in field goal range yet, you wouldn't think, are the East Alton Wood River Oilers. Inside of 10 minutes for the game's first quarter. 3rd down, 3 yards to go for the Oilers. Here's Ragusa. He will give it to his tailback. He is stacked up and hit right at the line of scrimmage that time. That was on the carry, Levi Lawson. Not a whole lot there, and that's going to set up 4th down, Carl. We'll see what Coach Joe Parmentier wants to do on the game's first series here. He's got a 4th and short in Topper territory. It'll be officially 4th and 2. Certainly not going to punt the football, and it looks like they will bypass the field goal and go for it on 4th and 2.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to go for it, even though it's a long 2-yard stretch. You could run several plays from that. You can just run it straight. You can do a quarterback roll-off. Quarterback is in the shotgun.
The Oilers change the formation. Ragusa goes gun. He's going to throw. Incomplete as they ran a little crossing pattern underneath there. And it was ball short hop. The intended receiver that time, Cody Engler. And the Toppers will hold on 4th down and force the turnover on downs. And we saw them do that to the Comets a couple different times last week. But it's not officially a turnover.
Not officially. And it was a situation where, you know, you're turning the ball over, but you're getting the ball on the 30. So it was a what you call a quality risk to go for it on fourth down there by East Alton Wood River.
Absolutely. So the Toppers will take over first and 10. Garrett Pinkley comes out under center. Power set, of course, double wing T for the Toppers. Man in motion. They will give it to the lone man in the backfield, carrying the pile across the 30 to the 32. Stacked up there. Not a whole lot to be gained that time from the Topper ball carrier. That was Corey Darrigo with the game's first carry for the Toppers. And we saw last week Carl Luke Cerruti had a monster game against the Comets, and you would think the Toppers would look to lean on Luke again tonight.
No doubt. He had the most carries. I think he was pushing, 25 to 26 carries in that game.
Of course, the size of the Topper offensive line is a key, as they were able to really push that Comet defensive line around for a majority of the football game. We'll see if they can control the line of scrimmage.
You got a whistles before the snap.
Looked like the entire offensive line was moving before the snap that time. Clock stopped with 8:15 to play opening quarter. Officials will huddle up. We'll get our signal here in a moment. It will be off. No, it'll be movement on the Toppers. So that'll cost them five and going to set up a second and 13 for Hillsboro. Just underway opening quarter. And what is really a must game for the Toppers. They come in 1-3 on the season, and they're facing a winless Oilers squad here tonight. But Toppers are on the road, and always tough to win on the road. Hillsboro's not won a road game yet this year. They lost at Southwestern, and they lost at Alton Marquette. Here's Pinkley on the option.
Oh, he fumbled it.
Ball is loose on the turf as it looked like he was looking for the option man that time. Ball came out. I do believe the Toppers recovered, and they did. But it's going to be way, way back there now, third and a mile. As the ball is spotted at their own 27, and they need it to the 40-yard line for a first down. 7 minutes, 45 seconds for the opening quarter. Not the way the Toppers wanted to start offensively. A penalty, and then they put the football on the ground.
And Toppers not really a team that does well on the third and long. They're more of the run it up the gut type of team.
And ball security was an issue for Hillsboro the first couple weeks of the season. It was a lot better last week, but it has been a problem for Hillsboro here in the early stages of 2010. So it's third and 19. Pinkley on the roll, picks up a nice block. He's going to throw on the move, and he overshot it. Throws it out of bounds. He was looking that time on the far sideline for Brady Lynch, and it'll set up fourth and 19 for the Toppers. They will punt it away.
And really nowhere for him to go. The receiver was well covered, double covered for that fact, so he just basically had to throw that pass out of bounds.
Those are the decisions you like to see your quarterback make, though.
He was very well covered.
Don't want to force something early in the ball game and make a mistake, and that time Pinkley took what was there, and it happened to just be a throw out of bounds. It'll be a punting situation for the Toppers as the Oiler return man, Cody Engler, stands back at his own 41-yard line. Clock stopped after the incompletion. Snap is away. Punt is away. Good high kick. It's going to bounce at midfield. Takes an Oiler hop, but it's down quickly by keeper Thacker. And the Oilers will have their second possession of the night. And again, they will get very nice starting field position. They started their first drive from their own 46. They will start this drive in very similar position officially at their own 49 with 7:08 to play here in the opening quarter. So both clubs have had it once. East Alton Wood River did pick up a first down on their initial drive, and the Toppers go three and out. 5 minutes gone by opening quarter. It'll be first and 10 Oilers from their own 49-yard line. Here's Ragusa, gets to the first man through. He gets across midfield down to the Topper 49-yard line. Quick pickup of two on the first down carry. And the ball carrier that time for the Oilers was Adam Grace. Second down, 8 to go for the Oilers. Clock rolls, 6 minutes, 45 seconds to play opening quarter. So into Topper territory for the second time tonight are the Oilers. The field position battle is always an important one, and thus far the Oilers have the advantage there. But early stages, here's Ragusa, play action, now he rolls. He's going to unload over the middle, incomplete. He was looking for Scott Gibbs. Well covered that time by the Toppers as they had defenders over the top and underneath. That keeper Thacker was in the area. So it sets up third and 8. Clock stops, 6:28 to play opening quarter. Toppers have a nice contingent on the far sideline.
See the orange sweatshirts now popping out.
Long drive from Hillsboro down here.
It's a long drive, yes it is.
Don't know how long the bus ride was, but long. Third and eight. Ragusa from the gun. He's going to drop straight back. Has pressure now. He has to tuck
it. He's going down.
He's
going
to be sacked back on the Oilers' side of the field at the 45. That'll be a loss of six on third and eight, and that'll set up fourth and long, and the White. Oilers will have to punt.
Dylan White in the tackle again. Tim, he made the first play that knocked the tailback out. And right there, he gets a big sack.
That was something last week as the game went on. It seemed the Toppers were getting a lot more pressure on the Comet quarterback, Brady Huber. And here tonight from the get-go, they've been able to wreak some havoc in the backfield. We're halfway through the opening quarter. Toppers about to get the football for the second time tonight. Ragusa will punt from his own 35. That kick is going to hit at the topper. 25 bounces right into the gut of Garrett Pinkley. And he's going to work far side, still on his feet. And he gets tripped up at the 26-yard line. And if he was able to scoot away from that, he might have had some room to work.
Well, if he would have not grabbed that ball, Tim, that would have fired all the way down, probably to the goal line.
Yeah, that was a good decision by Pinkley to go ahead and pick that ball up, although it kind of just bounced right into his gut.
Maybe not. He had no choice.
He had no choice.
He had no choice.
So second possession for the Toppers. They start first and 10 officially from their own 27-yard line. 5 minutes, 36 seconds to play. Opening quarter, we've got no score here between Hillsboro and East Alton Wood River. Toppers with the road white jerseys trimmed out with the orange numerals and the black pants. As Pinkley will hand off, they try to go right tackle. Nothing doing there. Might have actually been thrown for a loss or no gain. Wasn't a whole lot there. I think the ball carrier was Cerruti that time. And unlike last week, Carl, he gets stuffed up on his initial carry.
Well, no doubt East Alton Wood River's defensive line is also being the linebackers coming up, Tim. There, you'll see a good 7-8 men on the front line almost.
Hillsboro makes no secret about what they want to do. They want to run it straight at you. Ground and pound football, as I like to call it in Hillsboro. Here comes Pinkley on the option. He's got some room, keeps it. He's out across the 30, 35, 40, big hole, 45 across midfield. Garrett Pinkley finally brought down inside the Oiler 45-yard line, down to the 44, as he had a nice seal on that left edge that time, and he faked the pitch, and he got outside, and he was gone for a nice gainer down to the Oiler 45-yard line. So from their own 27, out to East Alton Wood River's 45. The Toppers have their initial first down of the night. Didn't see a whole lot of option from the Toppers last week, but that's already the second time we've seen it here tonight. In motion. Now they will give it off to Derrigo. We got flags.
Got the flags again.
The
had a nice hole, too.
Well, he was
right
gone
up the middle.
The gut. But whistles before the snap.
Most likely against Toppers again. Linemen moving early.
They had one of those on their first drive, and we'll get another one here on the second drive. So a false start penalty on the Toppers up front. That'll cost them 5 yards, and that'll set the football back to midfield.
5 yard penalty against the Hilltoppers.
So first and 15 with 4 minutes, 34 seconds to play opening quarter. It's been a fast-moving first quarter here. Of course, we have other live action tonight. Litchfield at Vandalia is live right now on WSMI FM 106. And then tomorrow, it'll be Nokomis at North Mac. That game is live at 12:40 tomorrow afternoon on WSMI FM 106. Next week here on the Ox, we will be at Marquette as Litchfield will travel to Public School Stadium to take on the Explorers. Here's
big
a
hole.
Big hole up the gut. That is Brady Lynch. Look at him go. He may not be caught. He will be as he's drugged down inside the Oiler 10-yard line. Nice gainer for the Toppers. That was looked like the same play they ran on the previous play that was blown dead because of the penalty. So from midfield, they are all the way down to, looks like, the 8-yard line of the Oilers. Clock will roll. 4 minutes to play opening quarter. Ball spotted just outside the 5 at the 7. Toppers go right side. Oilers do a nice job to stack it up, but out before the pile is moved inside the 5 down to the 4.
Blazer license number 4K.
So exactly what the Toppers wanted there, a couple of big plays on this drive, one with the option keeper by the quarterback Pinkley, and the other a nice run off the right side by Brady Lynch. He's a 5'10", 160-pound sophomore tailback. It'll be second and goal from the 4 for the Toppers. Toppers come out triple I formation. Set at the line, Pinkley under center. He will drop the football. It's picked up by his tailback. And it looks like he falls inside the five, so that's two times we've seen the Toppers put the football on the ground, and that's probably a little concerning for head coach Aaron Duff. Not sure who Johnny on the spot was that time for the Toppers, but they were in the right place at the right time. As Pinkley was taking it, looked like it was going to be an option keeper, and appeared the ball just kind of fell right out of his hands. There was no other defender around, so it's now third and goal. They actually gained 2 yards. Third and goal from the two. Clock inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Triple I formation. Here comes Pinkley on the keeper. He's going to cut it up inside to the goal line. He is in for the touchdown. Garrett Pinkley on the quarterback keeper with the touchdown has the Toppers into the end zone with 2:41 to play in the opening quarter. Pinkley on the 2-yard TD keeper has the Toppers into the end zone, point after pending. Webster on for the point after. He was perfect in his point after tries last week. The snap back, the hold down. The kick is up. It is good.
And with
2 minutes, 41 seconds to play in the opening quarter, the Toppers go right down the field. They punch it in on a 2-yard keeper from Garrett Pinkley. Toppers lead 7-0. Back after these messages.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Lusk, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
What's the problem over there?
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Stanton Tax Service in Hillsboro and Coffee, Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville, Miller Enterprises Website Design, the Becker and Son Funeral Home in Mount Olive, PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville, and by Consolidated Communications.
WAOS.
Tim Myers, Carl DeVar back with you here at Memorial Stadium at East Alton Wood River, and the Toppers have scored, but Carl, there was all sorts of commotion going on before that play.
We got a vehicle on fire in one of the parking lots.
How about that? You never know what you'll encounter when you come out to a high school football game on a Friday night. Webster will tow a little squib. It's going to be going through the hands.
I believe.
Toppers have a chance. Ball
it matter,
out
actually.
Of bounds. Does not matter if he touched
it
or not. Live
it was past
on the kickoff.
10 yards.
Diving for the football was Evan Malloy. Could not maintain, goes out of bounds, and it'll be East Alton Wood River Oiler football as they will start first and 10 from their own 30. But that's the one aspect that that squib kick does provide. It may net the opponent some field position, but there's always the chance, Carl, that you recover that puppy.
There's that chance, and you know, a lot of times it just disrupts the return team, obviously, but occasionally it'll burn you too, because someone up front will pick it cleanly and just take off right through the line.
A 7-play, 73-yard touchdown drive for the Toppers. Here comes Ragusa. He will hand off, and again, the Toppers do a nice job to stack that baby up right at the line, but good job by the ball carrier to move the pile out across
the
30.
Jake Hughes got back in the game. Let's see if that was him. I believe it was.
It was Hughes on the carry, so it's good to see Jake back in the ball game as he was shaken up on the game's first play. And he picks up 3 on the first down carry, 2nd and 7. So this is a good start for the Toppers, Carl. Exactly what they wanted. The defense has been solid, and the offense moved the ball right down the field that last series. 2 minutes to play, opening quarter. Oilers will go shotgun with Ragusa. Hughes will be the tailback in the backfield. They will split 3 men out wide. Ragusa straight back. He's going to pass. He's got pressure. It's a screen, and he overthrew his man Hughes, and he had lots of room to operate.
Lots of linemen to block for him, too.
You can see the screen coming a mile away as the line just let the Topper defensive line into the backfield, and all 4 of them were rushing right towards the quarterback. It was a good job by Ragusa to lob it over, just, I guess, a little bit too much force in the pass.
And it was going to be like 4 linemen to block 1 Topper defender.
Yeah, he had lots of room, but the ball thrown too tall. All of a sudden, it's 3rd and 7, just like that. Ball on the Oilers' own 32-yard line, minute 50 for the opening quarter. Houston now will come under center. He will fake the handoff. He's going to drop back. He's going to look deep. Has a man over the middle. Incomplete as he was looking down the heart of the field that time for Kobe Hall. Looked like he was open initially, but the Toppers again had a man over the top, and they were able to knock it away. Hall gets up a little bit slow.
Ragusa did show his arm there, though, Tim, didn't he? He has quite the arm.
We can tell that's just a dangerous situation waiting to explode later in this ball game. He's had a couple of receivers down the field. He's just overshot them both times, but give the Topper secondary credit there, Carlos. Really, they've done a nice job of blanketing these receivers down the field. Fourth and seven, Ragusa will punt. He will drive it down the middle of the field. Pinkley will take it on the move at the 42, and he's going to be drugged down shy of midfield. Nice tackle that time made by the Oiler defender, Dylan Doris. And the Toppers will have nice starting field position here, first and 10 from their own 48-yard line. The Oilers have had the ball three times. They've punted three times. They got deep into Topper territory that first possession all the way down to the Hillsboro 30 before they failed on fourth and two. So with 93 seconds to play in the opening quarter, Toppers have the lead and the football. They went seven plays, 73 yards, their last possession. They come out double wing. Pinkley will send Lynch in motion. Here comes Garrett. He will hand to Sarudi. Boy, he is hit immediately in the backfield. He might have lost a yard, maybe two. As soon as he got the football, he was drilled. Check that. That was Darago on the carry for the Toppers. Regardless of who carried it, Carl, they had nowhere to go.
Well, you'd think they might have watched the film of how Luke Sarudi ran all over Greenville last week, because they've been keying on him a lot.
Yeah, we've not seen a lot of Luke thus far in the opening quarter. 65 seconds for the first quarter of play. 7-0. Toppers lead with the football on their own 46-yard line. Now second and 12. They will motion Lynch into the backfield. Here's Pinkley. Wants to throw. Slant. Caught by Dylan White, but the ball was slightly behind him, so he had to slide to make the catch. He does so just across midfield. Looks like officially they'll put it at midfield for a gain of four. And it'll be third and eight. Final minute opening quarter. Boy, that's one of those passes if Pinkley can lead his receiver a little bit. Dylan did have a little bit of room to run.
Half a minute. Third and long, not what Toppers really like now. We might see the rollout again.
We've seen it a couple different times already this evening as Pinkley will come under center. Double wing set for the Toppers. Lynch again motions into the backfield. Hit immediately, but somehow Pinkley got the handoff to Cerruti, but the pressure good from the Oilers. They throw it for no gain, and boy, right now East Alton Wood River's defensive line, they are getting good initial pressure. They're into the backfield, really disrupting the plays before they have a chance to get going. That is the final play of the opening quarter. After 12 minutes of play here at Memorial Stadium, it is the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 7, the East Alton Wood River Oilers 0. Back with second quarter action right after these messages.
Hillsboro Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsboro Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsboro Energy.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubby Hole in Carlinville.
Get
your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubby Hole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
WAOS.
America's high school sports leader.
Tim Eyes along with Carl DeBar back here at Memorial Stadium on the campus of East Alton Wood River High School. Jennifer Graham back in our Ox Pen producing tonight's ball game. Of course, we welcome those of you listening online this evening through Network One Sports as we offer a live stream of all of our high school sporting events at WAOX.com and also at WSMIRadio.com. And lots of strange happenings here, Carl. We had a car on fire earlier and somebody just chucked a tennis ball right over the fence and it bounded all the way down to the Oilers sideline, and one of the players picked it up and he just kind of looked like, where did this come from?
Strange things. Well, it was a full moon the other day last night. I don't know.
And I had a bad day yesterday and I blame it directly on the full
lingering
moon.
Lingering effects here.
That's right. It's still hanging around. We have a Topper down on the field here before we've even gotten underway in the second quarter, and he's got no shoes on at the moment. I think it's keeper Thacker. Not quite sure what he's got going on out there. He's standing at the 40-yard line, basically right in the middle of the Oiler huddle there. And
he's trying to hear the play.
Yeah, he is, putting the shoes back on.
I
saw him sit there during
problem.
The break between quarters. Wasn't quite sure what was going on. Thought maybe he was cramping up, but maybe he had a rock in his shoe.
Or a tennis ball. Someone's been throwing tennis balls.
We also have a live game on FM 106 tonight as Litchfield is at Vandalia. Live coverage on WSMI FM 106.
There's the moon as it rises. We can see how full it is.
Well, it is a beautiful
trouble
night.
It's causing.
It's causing all sorts of trouble. Cars are catching on fire. Tennis balls are coming over the fence. Keeper Thacker's taking his shoes off in the middle of the field. He's got them back on now, ready to go as we get set for second quarter action here on the Ox. It is 4th and 9 for the Toppers, so we will start the second quarter with a punt.
Back deep for the Oilers, number 10, Cody Engler.
Cody Engler, the deep man for the Oilers on the punt return. Line of scrimmage is the 50. Here comes the punt. It's a low kick right down the middle of the field.
Very effective as it's going to turn out.
It's going to get inside the 15 and finally be down by the Toppers at the 11-yard line. And doesn't matter what it looks like, Carl. It's a results-oriented ball game.
That's right.
It turns out to be a very nice punt for the Toppers. Ball never got more than 4 feet off the ground, but it had some nice roll to it down at the Oiler 11-yard line, and that's where they will start first and 10 here in the second quarter with 11:48 to play. Toppers leading 7-0 after a 7-play, 73-yard drive capped off by Garrett Pinkley's 2-yard touchdown run with 2:41 to play in the opening quarter. Webster's point after was good. Ragusa under center. He will give to the first man through.
Knee went down. Out good game.
Right around the 15, maybe just across the 15 to the 16.
I believe Bear was the carrier.
It was Mike Bear that time. He's a 5'10", 220-pound senior tailback. It'll be a gain of 5. Set up 2nd and 5. As we play high school football here, week number 5, we are in the second quarter. Toppers looking for their first road victory of the year. Oilers in the home jerseys. It's a maroon jersey with maroon pants with a yellow stripe down the side of the pants. 2nd and 5 from their own 16. Here's Ragusa. He will hand it off. They try to go inside this time. The Toppers snuff it out. They throw it for no gain. Maybe even lost a yard that time. Did the ball carrier for the Oilers. As looked like it was Bear again. Yeah. Therese Dalton, Wood
believe
River.
So.
Mike Bear again, the ball carrier.
This time, well, pretty much do the old no gain.
They're actually going to officially call it a loss of a yard. Back to the 15 goes the line of scrimmage, and it'll set up 3rd and 6. And we've seen already tonight that Ragusa and the Oilers, they have confidence in throwing the football as Ragusa has a very nice arm.
And I believe he's also a capable runner, so he can be dangerous in a rollout of any sorts.
Stacked backfield for the Oilers. Ragusa will throw. He lobs it down the sideline, floats it up. It is caught at midfield by Cody Engler. What a catch. That ball was in the air forever. And finally, Engler comes down with it right in front of the Hillsboro bench. The coverage was there, but the throw and catch was just better. They will officially mark it at the 48-yard line, so it'll be a gain of 33 yards. Big third down conversion for the Oilers. Out near midfield, ball spotted at their own 48. Here comes Ragusa, hands it up the gut again to Bear. He moves the pile across midfield into Topper territory down to the 47. Gain of 5 on first down. Sets up 2nd and 5 inside of 10 minutes for the first half.
That was basically perfect pass, Tim, and his receiver, Hall, has the height advantage. The defense was right there.
Yeah,
so there's a factor. They can just pick on the corner because, well, Hall's taller than him by a good 4 inches, I believe.
Hall goes 6'5". They try it right up the gut again. Topper's able to snuff it out, throw it for no gain. Yeah, and if you're Hillsboro there, I mean, defensively, like you said, Carl, the coverage was right there. I mean, the receiver was blanketed, but when the quarterback puts it on the money to a tall receiver, he goes up and catches it at the apex. Not a whole lot. Well, actually, there's nothing you can do as a defender. Just hope they drop it.
And again, it was a good pass. It was very timely and hit him right in stride.
It is 3rd and 5 now for the Oilers. Ball spotted at the Topper 47-yard line. 9 minutes, 5 seconds to play, first half. Toppers leading 7-0. Ragusa will work from the gun. Looks like now he'll come under center. Play clock down to 2. They get the snap away. Ragusa.
Pass
is tipped, and it falls incomplete as Brady Lynch made a dive. Dylan White made a dive for the football, but it short hopped him. Good job by the Topper defensive line that time to get their hands up and force the deflection. Could have been Quinn Light who got his big paw up. Possibly Curtis Clark as well. They're both over there on the right side of that defensive line. But it's 4th and 5, and whenever you have your quarterback as your punter, you never really know what their plan is in situations like this.
You might want to double team that outer guy.
4th and 5.
He's passing.
He is passing. Ragusa looking down the sideline. Pass is incomplete. They were looking for that time on the near sideline, Cody Engler, and the coverage was good over there by the Toppers. As Evan Malloy and Dylan White both in the area, and that's one of those deals, Carl. It was almost intercepted, but you're better off for the Toppers not intercepting the ball.
Nope.
It's 4th down. Now you get it.
You get it back out of the line of scrimmage. Absolutely. Much better field position. Well, not a terrible risk by East Altonwood River.
They started
you get midfield and you think, well, that's a good time to go for that 4th down and throw. And
they started at their own 11, got out to midfield. So with 8:39 to play in the first half, Toppers have turned over the Oilers on downs for the second time tonight. And now they start 1st and 10 from their own 47. Here comes Pinkley. He will pitch it wide to Cerruti. Luke, he is into the secondary now. Down the sideline he goes. Out across the 35, down inside the Oilers 30-yard line. And that time, Carl, Luke got loose on the left side.
Well, Tim, they've been stacking it up in the middle on the Toppers. And finally they did a quick pitch. And, boy, they caught him all gathered inside, and he had a big hole.
Once Cerruti got through the line of scrimmage, he really was not touched until he was well down the sideline into Oiler territory. Ball marked at the 27. Come on, 26 yards on the carry, I do believe. As again, they will try that left side. This time, Darago, he pours inside the 25 down to the 24. Gain of 3 that time. We've seen some big plays early on here from the Toppers, though. A long run on their first scoring drive, and then another long run as well. And then a nice run here from Luke Cerruti. Has him 2nd and 6. Ball spotted on the Oilers' 24-yard line. 8:13 to play, first half. Here comes Pinkley under center. Triple I formation for the Toppers. Pinkley will give it to Darago, I think. He gets stacked up, nothing doing. Good job by that Oilers defensive front to close up the gap. It was Cerruti on the carry, not Darago, excuse me. And not much there. It'll set up 3rd and 6 from the East Alton Wood River 25-yard line. So he lost a yard on the carry. Toppers punted their last possession. Now they're into East Alton Wood River territory, 3rd and 7, probably 4 down territory for Coach Duff and the Toppers here.
Very possible.
And they do have a good kicker in Jay Webster, so it'll be decision time if they don't pick it up. Here comes Pinkley.
He's got a lot of room in the middle.
He turns it up the middle, still on his feet, bounces outside. There he goes towards the front pylon, finally run out of bounds. Not before he is inside the Oiler 5-yard line, down to the 1. Well, that time they faked it to the far side, Carl, and Pinkley just cut it right up the middle.
Yeah, the middle just opened wide up as all the defenders went with the fake, and he had a lot of room, and, boy, he gets it all the way down to the 1-yard line, it looks like.
A gain of 24, and the keeper from Garrett Pinkley sets up 1st and goal at the Oiler 1-yard line. Toppers already up by 7. Triple I formation. Pinkley will hand it to the first man through. It was Darago, and he is in for the touchdown. The 1-yard touchdown run by Corey Darago after a 24-yard keeper from Pinkley got him down inside the 1. So Darago with the touchdown. 13-0 Toppers with the lead, point after pending.
Well, they haven't been as consistent with the running game, but the Toppers have had the big runs in this game so far.
Webster on for the point after. Evan Malloy will hold. Snap back, hold down. Kick is away, and it is pure. And with 7 minutes, 12 seconds to play in the first half, the Toppers on the board again. Hillsboro 14, East Alton Wood River nothing. Back with more football action right after these messages.
The city of Hillsboro wishes all athletes
did you get my
the best
text?
Luck this year. And the no. city of Hillsboro reminds you that no matter
okay, how well, I sent you the wrong score. Tony told me it's 14-7. It's 20-0 Vandalia. Second quarter.
At the end. So play your best and display good sportsmanship. Go Toppers and good luck from the city of Hillsboro.
Building or remodeling a home for interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Will's Tough Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinet. from Haas or Dura Supreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
Doctors Alan Childs and Arthur Kirkle in Litchfield wish all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what the sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. Have fun, play hard, and be safe. From Doctors Alan Childs and Arthur Kirkle in Litchfield, 217-324-6223.
WAOS.
America's high school sports leader.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium. Tim Mize along with Carl DeBar, Jennifer Graham back in our Ox Pen producing tonight's ball game. Toppers kick it away, little squib
oh,
kick.
Oh, there it is.
Hit the up man, and he just does
his
smart thing.
He just held it.
Falls in the football. So the Oilers will get nice starting field position here. They will start first and 10 from their own 48-yard line.
Yeah, that's one of the down draws of a squib. If it just hits our up lineman and he can hold on to it, they get great field position.
That time it just hit the up man. Stop dead in his tracks, did the football, and he did the wise thing to fall on it. We've seen East Alton Woodard with good starting field position here for the third time tonight, Carl, but they have not really been able to sustain a drive as of yet.
No, they basically got most of their offense on two big pass plays, Tim. They haven't established the running game either. They get a five-yard game, but then they get two carries where they don't gain anything.
Ragusa will work from the shotgun from his own 48-yard line. He splits two receivers out to the near side, one on the far side. Here's Ragusa straight back. He's going to pass. He's looking down the sideline. Ball is intercepted. Intercepted by Evan Malloy. Here he goes down the sideline. He's to midfield. He's got blockers. Inside the 30. Cuts it back across the field. He might go. 20, 15. It's a race to the front pylon. Evan Malloy is caught, brought down right at the goal line.
I thought
all the
he
way
had
back
it.
To the one-yard line. What a return from Evan Malloy, and he picked up some outstanding blocks down the sideline.
Great blocks down the field. Then he seen a big angle, and he took it straight for the pylon, but he just didn't get there.
Well, that is like a 69-yard interception return, not for a touchdown, but all the way down to the one. What a change of momentum right there. One play after the Toppers score, they had the football right back on the Oilers 1 yard line.
Let's see if Binkley doesn't just do a quarterback sneak on this one.
Triple I formation. Binkley, he will.
Nope. Right up the middle, though.
First man through into the end zone for the Toppers. Touchdown is good. Ball carry that time went to Cerruti, I think. So
yeah,
he's got
Cerruti
a one-yard touchdown
man.
Run. And the Toppers cash in quickly after the interception return by Evan Malloy. He returned it 69 yards all the way down to the Oiler one-yard line. And then Reed Cerruti does the rest. He punches it in from 1 yard out. So with 6:45 to play in the first half, Toppers now have 20 on the board with the point after from Mr. Webster pending. Snap back, hold down.
A little high.
Snap was high. Malloy did a good job to get it down, and the point after is no good. So the high snap.
Timing was off, and, yep, the high snap cost him a point probably there.
That's one of those deals where you kind of take that for granted sometimes, but if the snap is not there, it's always
the
lost
timing.
Equation.
Yes, it takes the timing off with the kicker, too, and the place man getting it down exactly where he wants it.
So one play, 1 yard, conversion no good, and the Toppers leading 20 to nothing. But talk about defenses really making plays and changing the course of a ball game. Right there was a big play by Evan Malloy, Carl. Not only does he get the interception, but to return it deep into Oiler territory like he did to give his offense a great opportunity to punch it in for six. That's a big-time play from Evan Malloy.
And how 6 foot Malloy get the ball from 6'5" Hall.
Ball was a little,
basically Hall was there too.
Ball was a little underthrown, but I thought Malloy did a good job of adjusting to the football in the air, and he just timed his jump perfectly and made the play, a big play. So we'll see if the Toppers squib it again. Seems to be their MO.
Try to get it through that first line this time.
Webster from the 40. He squibs it, gets it through the first line and the second line, all the way down to the 25. Picked up on the fly there by Hughes, and he's out across the 35 to the 37. 6 minutes, 39 seconds to play here in the first half. So a lot of scoring here in the last minute plus. as with 7:12 to go here in the second quarter, Darrigo punched in from 1 yard out, and then after one play on an interception, returned down to the Oiler one at 6:45 in the first half. Cerruti punched it in from a yard out. So just like that, the Toppers have themselves a 20-point advantage, 6:39 to play first half, in what is a must-game for the Toppers in terms of keeping playoff hopes alive. Still have Carlinville and Pena on the schedule along with arch rival Litchfield. Ragusa on the roll. Pass and catch is made by Levi Lawson. He had to adjust to the football in the air and as a result couldn't keep his footing, but he gets out across the 40 to the 43-yard line. They gained five. It's up second and five. Clock rolls inside of 6 minutes, 15 seconds to play. And that full moon a lot more visible now.
Seems like the weirdness has calmed down a little bit. I think they got the car fire put out. No more tennis balls have come over the fence.
Ragusa sends a man in motion near side. He will hand off to Adam Grace, and he is thrown for a short gain. Not a whole lot there. So he got maybe a yard.
Adam Grace, the ball carrier for the Oilers, stopped by Dylan.
Looks like officially they will call it a gain of one to the 44. It'll set up third and four, and I believe East Salton Wood River's only converted one third down tonight, Carl, and they've had a couple different opportunities to do so, but the Topper defense has really come up big on third down.
And they've also gone twice on fourth down, one a fake punt, but twice they've failed on fourth down conversions.
Third and four, here comes Ragusa. He will hand it off to
Hughes. D is there.
He is hit immediately in the backfield, nothing doing. He had no opportunity that time as the defensive line for the Toppers got in there quickly, as that was Curtis Clark, the first man in the backfield for the Toppers. Sets up fourth and four, and more likely than not a punting situation for the Oilers.
Yeah, Ryan Hollowell, also a big lineman, was in there on that play.
Again, though, with Ragusa as the quarterback and the punter, you never know for sure what the Oilers will do, but with the field position here, they'll probably punt it away. They will. Good high kick. Going to be fielded at the 30.
He's got some blockers.
That is Dylan White. He is to the 40, to the 45. Grabbed by the jersey, slung to the turf. Nice open field tackle made out there. I think that was Adam Grace who will get credit for the stop. But Toppers have nice starting field position here as they will begin first and 10 from their own 48-yard line.
Toppers in somewhat of a strange game. Of course, they got set up with a big interception where they only had to go 1 yard, but it's been kind of all or nothing for them as Garrett Pinkley's had two gains of 28 yards and one of 24, so they've really moved, had big running plays, and then you had the 42-yard by Lynch that set up the other touchdown.
Yeah, it really has been the story of the big play here in the first half. Conversely, from last week, for the Toppers, really were taking 5-6 yards at a time, mixing in a big play here and there, but you're right, Carl, tonight it has been all about the big play, not only offensively, but defensively as well, as Evan Malloy with the interception returns at 69 yards all the way down to the Oiler 1 to set up that last score for the Toppers. We have a score update from Vandalia, as the Vandalia Vandals being a little rude to the Litchfield Purple Panthers at the moment, as they are up 21-0 on Litchfield. Vandalia, always a tough place to go into and play.
Very tough place to go. Vandals, going back years, used to have one heck of a program where they just were year after year in the playoffs. Now they've been on the rebuild too for the last several years.
Yeah, Vandalia comes into action tonight with a record of 4-2, so they're trying to get above 500 here in week 5. Toppers looking to pick up win number 2 here tonight. They're in good position thus far, up 20. Pinkley, big hole up the gut. That is Brady Lynch.
What
goodbye
speed.
He will not be caught. He turned it into an extra gear. Touchdown, Toppers.
Well, guess who's having the best game for the Toppers today?
Wow. One play, 52 yards, Brady Lynch. Boy, and he found a gear that nobody on the Oilers secondary had. 52 yards.
How about 94 and just 2 carries for Brady Lynch?
So the last two Topper scoring drives, Carl, one play each. This one a tad bit longer than the previous. With 4:26 to play in the first half, 26-0 Toppers, point after pending. Webster missed his last try, but the snap wasn't the best in the world. White or Malloy did a good job to get it down. Snap good, hold down. Kick is up, and it is pure.
and with four hit the scoreboard with 4 minutes 26 seconds to play in the first half. Hillsboro 27, East Alton Wood River nothing. Back with more high school football following these messages.
It's 27 to nothing now, Vandalia.
Bill has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tallfall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Toppers in control here, 27 to nothing. And Carl, it's been a series of big plays in about the last 2 minutes here. This game was 7 to nothing Hillsboro just 3 minutes ago. Now it's 27 to nothing. Hughes has the kickoff go through his hands. It wasn't squared that time. It was a low liner. Hughes picks it up. He's got some room now. He's out across the 30 and gets to about the 31 before he's brought down. Boy, and a game can turn just that quick. With 7 minutes, 12 seconds to play in the half, it was 7 to nothing. And then the Toppers punched it in to make it 14 to nothing. And in the next 3 minutes, they have added two more scores, and it's now 27 on the board for the Toppers, and the defense pitching a shutout.
Well, Aaron Ragusa, 3 out of 10 in this game, Tim, for 58 yards, and basically three total catches, and the one pick. So not a real high percent going there. He's had a couple big plays of 20 and 33 yards, though.
They bring trip receivers to the near side. Quick swing pass out to Colby Hall. Nice catch. He'll make a run afterwards and get out to about the 39. It'll be a gain of 8 on the first down pass play. Well, that looks like a good way to go. Just get the ball into the hands of Colby Hall however you can. He appears to be a very nice playmaker for the Oilers. Colby is a 6'5", 195-pound senior. He definitely has the height advantage on the outside. Here comes Ragusa rolling far side. He's being chased by Dylan White.
Down he goes.
Sacked. Boy, by Dylan White back at the 30.
Dylan White, that's the third big play in the backfield that he's done in this ball game, but he's been all over this quarterback today.
That time Ragusa had no chance. He tried to scamper out of there, but White was able just to track him down from behind. Ball back to the 31-yard line, so that'll be a loss of 8 after the sack. Sets up 3rd and 11. Clock rolls 3 minutes 20 seconds for the first half. Ragusa from the gun. He rolls near side. Pressure again, and he's going to get away from the initial sack.
Oh,
and
he
not
tripped
now.
Him up, though.
Well, that was a great second effort in the backfield that time. I think it was Kiefer Thacker.
Let's see.
Got there first, and Ragusa appeared to get away. And then as he was on the ground, Kiefer Thacker just stuck his arm out and tripped up Ragusa.
Tripped him as he went by. But, yeah, it looked like he got away, and he just got his arm out there and tripped him.
And the Toppers have taken a timeout to try to save some time here. 2 minutes, 59 seconds to play in the first half. It's 4th and 20 for the Oilers from their own 21, so they will have to punt the football away. Hillsboro will have one more crack at it here in the first half, already up 27 to nothing. We're back to Memorial Stadium right after these messages.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Inside of 3 minutes for the first half, Toppers, a wise use of their timeouts there by head coach Aaron Duffcarl to take the timeout and save some time. Don't allow the Oilers to run the play clock down and get it closer to 2.5 minutes.
Gives you almost right at 3. It'll be a little less, but really should be on your side of the field or 50. We'll see where they get it.
Ragusa punts it away. Pinkley with the catch of the
he's got a lot 45. Of return.
Lots of yardage. After the return here for Pinkley, he finally steps out of bounds, but not before he is down inside the Oilers 30, right around the 25-yard line. He caught that puppy moving forward.
Caught it in a good lane, and he had the blocks on his outside. He made the cut to the sideline, and, yeah, good return. Sets him up perfect for – they got plenty of time. Two timeouts left. 2:46 left in the half. And
ball will be spotted.
Topper's been scoring on one play, back-to-back drives.
That's more than enough time is what we've seen in the last couple of drives here. The ball spotted on East Alton Wood River's 25-yard line.
Toppers have it first and 10 with 2:46 to play till recess. Triple I formation for Pinkley and the Toppers. Here comes Garrett. He will hand to Cerruti. Luke works off the left side. He
gets almost broke it.
Gets tripped up as Carl said, almost broke it, but a short gainer on first down for Luke. He's been healthy check for the most part here this evening.
One big run, 26 yards. Yeah, overall not a very impressive game for Luke from last week.
But football, the ultimate team game, and it was Luke last week, and tonight it's been Brady Lynch, and then, of course, the big return by Evan Malloy following the interception. Second and 7 after a gain of 3. Triple I formation for the Toppers. Clock rolls to 2:15. They will hand to Lynch. He's got the left side still on
his
feet.
Lynch day.
He is down inside the 5, forced out of bounds. Boy, Brady Lynch having himself a ball game.
He's a full moon player. We can tell that now. Yeah, he's over 100 yards in this game, in his third carry.
Boy, when you can have that triple rushing attack, it makes it so, so difficult. So down to the 2, a gain of 20 that time for Lynch. 2:08 to play first half. And after two plays, the Toppers are down at the 2. First and goal from the 2. Here comes Pinkley under center. Double wing set. They will hand to Derrigo. He pounds off the left side right at the goal line, and he's going to be just shy. Gets down to the 1. And if you're head coach Aaron Duff and the Toppers, you don't really mind that he didn't get in on that play. Milk a little bit more of the clock here as we're inside of 2 minutes to play in the first half now.
Yeah, they haven't even wound the clock yet. Now you can eat another 20 seconds of it before you snap the ball here.
Yep. Now the play clock rolls. It is at 20 seconds, so they can take it down to a buck 20 thereabouts before they snap the football. Topper's still in the huddle here. Play clock winding down towards 10. Game clock coming down towards 90 seconds for the first half. 27-point lead for the Toppers. Triple I formation as Pinkley comes under center. He will give it up the middle. Oilers stack it up.
Sniffed that one out.
Boy, Cerruti lost his hat.
Yeah, they were all over him, no doubt about it, Tim. He didn't have nowhere to go. Probably lost a little yard or so there.
Might give him forward progress right at the line of scrimmage. Nope, they're going to say he lost a yard. So back to the 2-yard line, and it sets up third and goal from the 2. Clock continues to roll now to 60 seconds for the first half. Well, you know you got hit hard when your helmet gets knocked off.
Yeah, he got hit by the 3 down linemen right off the bat. They're going to have to do something more on the outside here.
And Lynch was still working on Cerruti's helmet as they were walking up to the line of scrimmage. They are set. Triple I. They will
pitch it wide
to Lynch. Needs a block. Makes a cut. He is down short, but we do have a flag on the play, so the clock will stop with 41 seconds to play in the half. He is short of the goal line as it is. See if this penalty's on the Toppers. Could be a hold on Hillsborough, was in that vicinity.
Or a face mask, possibly, but yeah, it's more likely a hold here. And
illegal,
it is.
Illegal block in the back, same difference for all intensive purposes. And now it's decision time for Coach Parmentier of the Oilers. It will be fourth down from the 2, but do you want to take the penalty and push the Toppers back 5 yards and give them third down?
Well, it's a 10-yard penalty, I believe.
You're right, it is a
10-yard
penalty.
So I think you almost got to take that 10 yards for sure. If it's 5, you might think about it, but 10 yards... you got to go ahead and let them take another shot at it.
And they will mark off the penalty yardage here. So out back behind the 10, just shy of the 15, they will go to the 14.
Yeah, remember it's a spot of the foul because that also costs a couple extra yards.
It'll be at the 12-yard line, so the hold occurred at the 2. Now the clock rolls with 35 seconds. It's third and goal from the 12 for the Toppers. They do still have 2 timeouts.
Well, they'll probably make a pass play. They don't make too many.
Pinkley throwing. Caught over the middle. Down, in, touchdown. How about that?
Wow.
Kiefer Thackeray, 12-yard touchdown. And the Toppers throw it, and Pinkley hit Thacker right in the numbers. And Kiefer did a nice job, Carl, as he fought his way into the end zone.
Well, very appropriately. Remember, it was his big sacks that set up this touchdown.
Absolutely. If he would have got stopped short of the goal line there where he was hit initially, it would have been decision time for the Toppers. 23 seconds to play in the half. Webster on for the point after. Snap back, hold down. The kick is away, and it is good. 34-0. Toppers with a commanding lead here in the first half. And, Carl, the Hillsborough Hilltoppers have come out like a team who kind of had the feeling that this was a must-win game.
That's for sure.
As Carl points to the full moon.
Pointing to the full moon, a possessed team. And you got to say you love how they've been played. It's kind of been a bizarre game. Big plays have been the big difference, obviously. But, you know, we're used to Hillsborough's 3 yards in the cloud of dust, and they've been getting them either no gains and losses to 30 and 40 yard breakaways.
And as you mentioned, the defense led by Kiefer Thacker that last series really set that drive up as the sacks forced the punt to come from deep in East Alton Wood River territory. They started on their own 25-yard line, or they started on the Oilers 25, excuse me, and capped off by a 12-yard touchdown strike from Garrett Pinkley to Kiefer Thacker. It was a nice return by Pinkley as he fielded it at around midfield and was able to get about a 25-yard return down to the Oilers 25, where they started the drive and, of course, punched it in for the score. 34-0, Toppers with the lead. They are set to kick off with just 23 seconds left in the half.
And they really wanted to eat up most of this half. It turned out, worked out very well for them. I don't think that's how they drew it up, going backwards, but they did it.
Webster will kick it deep this time, and the Oilers didn't have a man back. They were expecting the squib. It'll be picked up by Lawson inside his own five. He brings it out across the 10. He's upended as he gets to the 16-yard line with 17 seconds to play here in the first half.
Number 28, Levi Lawson.
Probably just the knee here, I think, for the Oilers. You don't really want to run a play, I wouldn't think, Carl, and risk something bad happening.
Well, you are down 34-0, Tim, so
well,
you got a quarterback with an arm. You can't really fault the coach if he wants to take a shot down the field and see what happens.
Throw it up to the big 6'5 Colby Hall.
You could go either way. You could go either way here. They might just snap it and let the clock run out. But they do have the tall receiver out there.
Ragusa will come under center. He will hand it off up the gut. Topper stack it up right at the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing. That should be the final play of the first half. A dominating performance from the Toppers here in the first 24 minutes of play. They put 34 on the board here. And at the half, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 34, the East Alton Wood River Oilers nothing. A strong statement from the Toppers here in the first half. We'll take a break. We're back to Memorial Stadium right after these messages.
Exciting changes are in store for Sullivan Drugs in Carlinville. For you, the customer, we are adding a drive-through window. At the same time, we are unveiling our health and wellness center. We will still carry supplements, sport and nutrition products, herbal and weight loss products, but we are incorporating more great product lines. Check us out on Facebook for remodel photos and updates. Please feel free to stop in and see what we've been up to. We're located at 920 West Main in Carlinville.
Visit Wolf Oil in Litchfield for all your bulk gasoline, diesel, lubricant, and propane delivery needs for farm, commercial, and retail use. They'll deliver to your farm. Call 324-4086 for bulk delivery and fuel up with gas, diesel, or E85 at the pump. Visit Wolf Oil across from the drive-in in Litchfield or call 324-4086 about bulk delivery.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this
year.
And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Big Ed Awards. It's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of it. See Wernsings for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
This is Dennis Yoakley with Roger Jennings. The beautiful fall season begins, along with those cool evenings, pleasant days, high school football, and harvest. We all know preparation is the key to success. New, used, service, or parts for any maker model, Roger Jennings continues to improve training and facilities to meet your needs.
On time, under budget, with quality work? Is this the kind of results you'd like with your next construction project? If so, call Carpenters Local number 725 for a list of qualified, dependable contractors. Before you start your next building project, big or small, call Dan White, business representative for Carpenters Local number 725 at 324-2401. Farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy invites you to help them celebrate 63 years of excellence. Awarded at the 2010 Illinois State Fair, Farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy products were first in flavor and freshness. Serve yourself and your family Blue Ribbon products like milk, butter, ice cream, and more from Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. And taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. JF Fenty Sons, your area Shell Oil Jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443.
Would you like it after this one?
Propane, home heating needs, or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit
Fenty Sons
Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
WAOX.
America's high school sports leader.
WAOX, Staunton, Edwardsville, and the River Bend.
At halftime here at Memorial Stadium, the visiting Toppers with a 34-0 lead over the East Alton Wood River Oilers. And Carl, the last four times the Toppers had the ball in that first half, they scored touchdowns. And that is big for this Topper offense. When early in the year, they really had trouble getting some traction offensively, but we saw some good positive signs last week and a lot of positives here in the first half tonight.
A lot of positives and from different people, obviously. The big hero in this half ended up being Brady Lynch. His three carries and 114 yards obviously led the way offensively.
Hillsborough had the football seven times in that first half. They scored five touchdowns, and one of the big plays in that first half, undoubtedly the interception by Evan Malloy. Not just the interception, Carl, but to run it back as far as he did. We thought for sure he was going to get into the end zone. Somehow got
just caught. Got tripped up right at the one.
And then Toppers wasted no time, punched it in one play later. But as far as first half performances go, I mean, if you're Aaron Duff in the locker room, I guess there were some penalties early, but for the most part, he has to be very pleased with how his team played in the first 24 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt. East Alton Wood River had a good plan. They were going to stop Luke Cerruti,
right?
And they did.
And they did.
But then it cost them on pitches and other plays and rollouts by the quarterback as Garrett Pinkley ended up with 50 yards, and he only had four carries. So big plays not really the Hillsboro's norm. I mean, they usually get one or two. They ended up with, like, about six big runs in that game, plus, of course, the big interception.
That's always been a trademark of the Topper team is more than one ball carrier that can beat you.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, last week it was Cerruti, but tonight it's been a whole different cast of characters, and you just kind of get the feeling now that Luke Cerruti might be ready.
Well, I was
going to
say, I don't think Pinkley hardly ran for anything against Greenville, especially in the first half when they've dominated. And here he's been a big star running, of course, and Brandon Lynch has just been outstanding. And Derrigo's only had the three carries, but, you know, he did score the one-yard touchdown. So not the norm from Hillsboro, but very effective, obviously, on the scoreboard, 34-0.
Hillsboro's won the last four games against the East Alton Wood River Oilers, and at the half tonight, they are well on their way to making that five in a row. They have a 34-0 halftime lead in what is really a must-win game for the Toppers. And you say, well, why is that? Well, it's because they're come in 1-3 on the season. You have to have at least five wins to be playoff eligible in terms of points. And if they lose tonight, that will put them in a position where they would have to win out
with two very tough opponents left on the schedule.
And a rivalry game on the schedule as well. So a very important game here tonight for the Toppers. So Coach Duff has to be extremely happy with the way his kids have come out here in the first half. They put 34 on the board offensively. The defense pitches a shutout in the first half. So Hillsboro 34, East Alton Wood River nothing at the half. We are back to Memorial Stadium right after these messages.
Film 33-0 Vandalia.
And save more pharmacy and gift shop on the square in Verdon. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony picture station. And
save. Yes, 33-0.
Prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the square in Verdon.
Hi, this is Jim McKay from McKay Knapp Auto Parts. September is here and it's time to take care of your vehicle after a long, hard summer. At Napa, we have everything you need and the quality people to help you find it. Up to $50 mail-in rebate on all quality Napa brakes and a ton of other bargains at all 17 McKay Napa Auto Parts stores.
Fall is football season and Madison Communications has their sports fans covered with great channels like ESPN, Fox Sports Midwest, the Big Ten Network, and more. All included in Madison's extended basic. Why pay for an additional sports package when Madison gives you the popular games you're looking for, plus live local high school sports playoffs? Order today. Call 1-800-422-4848.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your health care needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner.
So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
The First Community Bank of Hillsboro is locally owned and locally controlled. Their full line of commercial banking products includes fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, auto loans, checking accounts, ATM debit cards, and more. Their staff is known to you and active in the community. Join First Community Bank, a bank for the community, on your corner, in your corner. Member FDIC.
Athletic Care at St. Francis Hospital, the area's newest sports medicine program, offers an orthopedic surgeon, certified and licensed athletic trainers, and physical therapists to serve Macoupin and Montgomery counties, providing training, prevention, and rehab services. For more info on Athletic Care at St. Francis Hospital, contact the rehab department at 324-7529.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse GeoComfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a GeoComfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on the GeoComfort system.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium. Tim Eyes along with Carl DeBar. Jennifer Graham back at our Ox Pen producing tonight's ball game, and we have an update from Vandalia. It's the Vandals 33, the Litchfield Purple Panthers nothing. That game is live right now on WSMI FM 106. We'll have more live high school football coming up for you tomorrow. Nokomis at North Mac and Prairie State action has live coverage tomorrow afternoon at 12:40 on WSMI FM 106. And also Sports Saturday for you tomorrow morning at 9:05 on WSMI FM 106. And we'll be talking with the area coaches. We'll catch up with Aaron Duff here from Hillsboro. We'll also catch up with Chad Easterday from Carlinville and hopefully catch up with Kevin McDonald from Litchfield, although he may not be in a very joyous mood tomorrow morning. Of course, Kevin's first year at the helm of the Litchfield Purple Panthers program, and he lost a lot off of last year's squad. And whenever you run
tall quarterback. Now his brother's the quarterback, exactly. But still he obviously led that team. And yeah, that's a time of adjustment.
And when you lose a quarterback like that in an offense like Litchfield runs, there's definitely an adjustment period. It would be nice if you could just plug everyone in and not miss a step.
And they still have a lot of key running backs, but size of the Panthers didn't look like it was going to hold up. I mean, that's another factor. You still got to have the beef in the front line and in the linebacking core.
We mentioned the rivalry game the Toppers still have. Of course, that is with Litchfield. That'll come in the second to last week of the season, and that game will be at Litchfield this year, and we'll surely have that game for you either on WSMI FM 106 or right here on the Ox 105.3 WAOX. And remember, all of our high school sporting events are available in a podcast. You can find those at WSMIRadio.com, and of course live streams available as well through Network One Sports. You can get the live stream at WSMIRadio.com. You can also get the live stream at WAOX.com. Well, it's been a strange game. We saw a player get hurt on the very first play of the game for East Alton Wood River as Jake Hughes took the game's first carry, didn't go for much, was injured, was able to get off the field under his own power, and has since come back into the ball game. But that's always a bit of an inauspicious start for you when you have an injury like that on the first play of the game. We've seen a car catch fire in the parking lot.
Yes, we have.
We've seen a tennis ball get chucked over the fence onto the sideline, and we've got a full moon. So it's been one of those nights here at Memorial Stadium on the campus of East Alton Wood River High School. At the half, it is Hillsboro 34, the Oilers of East Alton Wood River nothing. We'll come back with your first half totals right after these messages.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Yeah. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes. Yeah. And stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Litchfield Bowling Incorporated invites you to their newly renovated building. The lanes are totally refinished, and there's a new oiler. Litchfield Bowling offers league bowling, space for private parties, open bowling, and a restaurant. Stop by for free chili after every Friday night LHS home game. Nick and Fuzzy hope to see you soon at Litchfield Bowling at the east end of town on Route 16.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance.
just call, come in, I'll pick up a free information kit about
your
life.
Must be.
What's drumminglawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
I was in band for one day.
Your Dairy Queen store in Nakoma's Pina in Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nakoma's, Pina, and Greenville.
Toppers will get it to start second half.
Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today, like saving for the future. Bank and Trust Company has a variety of ways to help you plan for the financial road ahead, including savings accounts, IRAs, and CDs. Just ask which options are best for you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
I hope.
This is Roger from Stones and Burton. Harvest is getting going, so check us out for all of your fall harvest equipment.
Then it can be a long
1.9% fixed rate financing on all used 16-7 series combines, and 0% financing for 36 months on all used tractors.
That is.
Stop in and talk to Scott, Mark, or Roger, and Burton for all your fall harvest equipment needs.
15 possessions.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a
Kurt
Cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400. All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
Now at Drew Ford in Gillespie, Macoupin County's one and only new Ford dealer, you'll find some great deals on quality certified pre-owned vehicles. Right now at Drew Ford, see an 04 Ford Explorer Eddie Bauer, four-wheel drive and nicely equipped, or an 05 Dodge Caravan, C7, and it's just $4,900. Drew Ford in Gillespie, serving the area since 1967.
WAOS,
America's high school sports leader.
And welcome back here to Memorial Stadium. At the half, it is Hillsboro 34. East Alton Wood River nothing, and a very nice performance here at halftime. It looked like a combination of the high school and the junior high bands as they were entertaining the crowd here. They did a very nice job. And before that, they had a little dance team, the little kids out entertaining the crowd as well. So the folks here at East Alton Wood River got some nice halftime entertainment. Unfortunately, the football team is kind of behind the block, so to speak, here now, down 34 to nothing, but it was big play after big play from the Toppers in that first half, as a lot of possessions, 15 total possessions in that first half. East Alton Wood River had it 8 times if you count that possession right before the end of the half. Toppers had it 7 times, scoring 5 touchdowns, 7 times they had the football. Toppers got on the board in the first quarter with 2:41 left to play as Garrett Pinkley kept it himself. A 2-yard touchdown run for Garrett Pinkley. Point after from Webster was good. That capped off a 7-play, 73-yard drive. Toppers up by 7. And then with 7:12 to play in the first half, as this is really where it got away from the Oilers, got away in a hurry. Darrigo with a 1-yard keeper, capped off a 5-play, 73-yard touchdown scoring drive. Point after good. It was 14-0 with 7:12 to play in the first half. And then it was the big play of the first half, I would say, Carl. One play, it was a 69-yard interception return by Evan Malloy all the way down to the Oiler 1. It took the Toppers only one play, courtesy of Luke Cerruti, to punch it in. Point after was no good, so it was 6:45 to play in the first half. Toppers had a 20-0 lead. They would then force another punt from the Oilers. They got the football back, and with 4:26 to play, one play, 52 yards, courtesy of Brady Lynch. Point after was good. It was 27-0. Then right before the half, Toppers took advantage of good starting field position. A 6-play, 25-yard drive, and it was a big 3rd-and-12 pass completion as Garrett Pinkley found Kiefer Thacker over the middle, and Kiefer worked his way into the end zone with just 23 seconds left in the half. Point after was good, 34-0 is our halftime score for the Toppers. But this game was kind of moving along, just kind of back and forth,
defense
back and
first.
Forth. It really was. But after that,
yeah, the first score is until with two 41 left in the first quarter even.
But you look, the big turning point obviously was that interception from Evan Moore. That's kind of
opened
the floodgates a little bit. But offensively, Carl, we came in talking about the big game Luke Cerutti had last week. But for the Toppers tonight, it's been a slew of different ball carriers.
It certainly has. And most of them just on big plays. And we can take a quick look at Hillsboro. They were definitely led by Brady Lynch, as Brady has just three carries but has 114 yards of offense.
That's a nice average.
Yeah, that's a great average. Of course, he gets the one touchdown. Then you have Corey Darigo. He had three carries of 7 yards and a touchdown. And then you had Luke Cerutti held in check. He had one big gain, and really that's what he ends up with. 26 total yards and 8 carries, but he does also have a touchdown, as does Garrett Pinkley, as he has 50 yards and 4 carries. He's also completed 2 of 3 passes for a 12-yard touchdown, but total of 16 yards. So the Toppers, 197 yards total rushing, 16 yards total passing, 213 yards. Not an overly impressive, but their defense, and I'll say the last touchdown was set up by, let's see, it was Dylan White had one first sack, and then Keith Thacker, who gets a 12-yard catch, which was appropriate. He had the back-to-back sacks, which set him up on that great field position on their final touchdown before the halftime.
And you mentioned how they only have 213 yards of total offense, but they've had a lot of short fields. They had a 1-yard scoring drive, and then a one-play 52-yard drive, and then that drive right before the half, only 25 yards. So they have taken advantage of the field position here tonight.
Well, and we got to say, where does the credit go then? Well, they moved the ball, but not very consistently. Well, the credit goes to the defense, and we can look at the stats of East Dalton Wood River and see that quickly, because their fine throwing quarterback, Aaron Ragusa, is 4 out of 11, but he's also thrown a pick for 66 yards. Not really a terrible total, but that's, you know, just over a little over 5 yards. So you're only getting a big play here and there. You're moving down the field, but then you can't sustain any drives. Rushing-wise, they end up with a -3 because of all the sacks by that Hillsboro defense, including the last series I was talking about where White and Thacker got those big sacks. So that set them up well. The Bear had... Let's see, the only one with positive yards of any amount. He has 9 total, but that's in 4 carries. So they had no running game whatsoever, actually in the hole with all the sacks. They are -3 total rushing, 66 passing, so take the 3 away. They only got 63 total yards. So where's a lot of credit go? Hillsboro's defense, which also, of course, set him up on the 1-yard line with the interception.
And I think the Oilers only had 2 third down conversions in that first half. They picked up a first down on their initial drive of the ball game, and then a big pass play.
I think they had, they had 3 first downs.
Okay. 3 first downs.
And they've failed on most third downs, but they've also failed on 2 fourth down attempts.
Absolutely. And the Topper defense has definitely been big here tonight, as Carl mentioned, with the sacks and, of course, the big interception from Evan Malloy, which really was the game changer. That opened this puppy up as he took it all the way down to the Oilers 1. It was punched in. That made it a 20-0 lead. Toppers added 2 more touchdowns late in the second quarter. And as we get set for the start of the third quarter, it is Hillsboro 34, East Dalton Wood River nothing. We're back with the third quarter kickoff right after this.
Robin and the girls at Robin's Nest Florals in Hillsboro deliver your feelings, joy, thanks, congratulations, and sympathy. Call Hillsboro at 532-9321 or toll free at 866-532-9321. And remember, Robin's Nest has always delivered to Litchfield daily. Get the best, call Robin's Nest.
Dave O'Dell, your country agent in Burton, supports the newly consolidated North Mac Panthers football team this fall. It's the dawn of a new program, and the consolidation of the Girard and Burton school districts can be great for both communities. Go Panthers! From Dave O'Dell, your country agent on the square in Burton. At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000 square foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, just about everything for your flooring needs with financing available. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop by just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
WAOS.
America's high school sports leader.
Tim Eyes along with Carl DeBar back here at Memorial Stadium on the campus of East Dalton Wood River High School. Jennifer Graham back in our Ox Pen producing tonight's ball game, and we'll have more live high school football for you tomorrow on the Tally Broadcasting Stations as Nokomis travels to North Mac. That'll be at Vernon is where they play the football game. Live coverage tomorrow afternoon, 12:40 on WSMI FM 106. And the Toppers will get the football to start the second half, and they are up by 34. To kick it away is Mason Webb. He will tow it down the center of the field. It's going to be taken by Dylan White at about the 25. Here he comes out across the 35, and he is stacked up there. Bodies hit the turf, and he is down at the 36. So Hillsborough starts first and 10 at the 36 with 11:52 to play in the third quarter. Well, Carr, when you're in the position Hillsborough is, you can't help but think about getting to that magical 40 number.
Well, you got the kickoff, you drive it down the field, you get the touchdown, you don't even have to have the extra point. Yeah, you'll have the automatic running clock from that point on.
An impressive display from the Toppers in the first half. Here they come, double wing to start the third quarter. Pinkley gives to Derrigo. He gets out across the 40 to the 41. It'll be a gain of 5 on the first down carry from Corey Derrigo. Big game for the Toppers next week as they will be at Vandalia. And after hearing what the Vandals are doing to the Panthers tonight, that just drives home the fact that Vandalia is never a fun place to go up to.
No.
Second and 6, officially it was a gain of 4.
And Toppers have to go there or they get a home against Vandalia?
Toppers are going to Vandalia.
That does make it extra hard.
Hit in the backfield immediately was the ball carrier. It's Pinkley with a quick handoff. Check that. That is not Pinkley. That is Levi Lovell now running the reins for the Toppers here in the second half. At least on that last play, it looks like Lovell will be the QB here in the second half. That's a loss of 2. Check that. Loss of 4. Back to the 37. It's 3rd and 9. Toppers have changed quarterbacks here. A very nice evening from Garrett Pinkley. It'll be Levi Lovell's show here to run in the second half. He will get the handoff away, pouring out shy of the 45 to the 44 that time. It's the ball carrier. That was Brady Lynch. Picks up 7 on the play.
Brady Lynch, the ball carrier for the Hilltoppers. Stopped by the Oilers. Levi Harmon, number 52, brings up 4th down.
Okay, they're going to call it 4th and 4. Ball is at the 44. I had the line of scrimmage at the 37. Was I wrong, Carl? Was I wrong? The line of scrimmage at the 37?
That's where it shows it.
At the 44 now, it's 4th down and 4. Toppers will punt. Doesn't much matter now. Low snap, bounces back to the punter, has trouble, gets it away somehow. Good composure. Ball is going to roll inside the 30. Down to around the 25. His nice job that time by Luke Cerruti, the Topper punters. Carl, that's always a tough proposition whenever the snap basically rolls back to you as the punter. If you get the ball away, no matter where it ends up, that's a good job.
Yeah, you're not kidding. He was in a lot of trouble, and he even had a little trouble after the bad snap. He couldn't pick it up, but he found a little crease to kick through, and he did. And got a friendly hop and actually a pretty good punt out of it.
The Toppers have gotten a couple of friendly bounces on the punts here tonight. So 1st and 10 for the Oilers. They will start from their own 26-yard line, down by 34, 9:45 to play third quarter. Toppers looking for their first road victory here of 2010. We play high school football in week 5, a beautiful night for high school football. Here's Ragusa on the roll, has a man out in the flat. It is caught out there by Levi Lawson, but he is hit immediately on the play for a short gain. Nice open field tackle made out there by Adam Pfaff. The 5'9", 150-pound junior for the Toppers. Ball to the 29-yard line, so that'll be a gain of 2 yards. And the clock rolls to 9 minutes, 20 seconds. For the Oilers, gets no easier next week. They will be on the road at Carlinville. Into Cavi territory go the Oilers next week. Handoff comes now to Hughes. He works right side. He gets out across the 30, not much beyond that, maybe to the 31 for a pickup of 2. That's going to set up another 3rd and long for the Oilers. 3rd and 8 as we're inside of 9 minutes to play third quarter. Toppers 1-3 on the year. East Alton Wood River 0-4.
And after the Oilers went 0-9 last year, they just want to try to get themselves in that win column some way, somehow. For last year, Ethalton Woodiver had not started 0-5 since 1994, so it had been a while for the Oilers. They'll get it back eventually. They're going to pitch it wide. That is Lawson.
Good defense.
Thrown for a loss back at the 30. Boy, in those sweep plays, if the line doesn't get that initial seal, the running back really has no place to go, and that was the case there for Levi Lawson. Lost a couple of yards back to the 30. That'll set up 4th and 5 and punting time for the Oilers. 8-minute mark, third quarter, as it is Pinkley and White back for the return for the Toppers. Ragusa again will punt. He will stand at his own 20. Clock rolls inside of 7:50. High kick, angled towards the sideline. It takes a topper bounce as it hit at midfield and bounced back into Oiler territory at about the 47-yard line.
You can say the ball's been bouncing the topper's way all game long.
Absolutely. And Coach Duff says, I'll take it.
Yes, indeed. A lot of that, though, due to hard hitting, is sophomore Murray made the big tackle on that last play on third down.
Well, it's been a true team effort here
tonight
from the Toppers.
A lot of big defensive plays, and no doubt about it, they've set up the offense.
Starting from the Oilers 47-yard line, here comes Levi Lovell. He'll run the show in the second half. Triple I formation for the Toppers. Lovell will hand to Cerruti. Luke gets stacked up right around the line of scrimmage and driven to the turf. Maybe got a yard. Nothing more after that. Clock to 7.5 minutes. Officially, it'll be a no gain. It looks to me like he did pick up a yard. Officially, they'll give him 2. I'm still
a few seconds ahead of the scoreboard after the cross.
Just a few.
2nd and 8. Ball is spotted at the 45. Triple I formation, Lovell under center. Levi, he again will hand off. No, he'll fake this time. He's going to keep it himself. There he goes. He's got a first down inside the 35, down to the Oiler 32. Gain of 13 that time for Levi Lovell. Faked the inside handoff to Luke Cerruti, and Lovell turned the corner. Nice job of sealing the edge over there by the Topper offensive line. 13-yard gain for Lovell. 7:02 to play, third quarter. New set of downs for the Toppers. Ball is officially spotted at the 33. 1st and 10, Hillsborough, triple I formation. Valuable experience for Levi Lovell here at the QB position. They will give it to Lynch. He gets through the line of scrimmage. There he goes. He's got a first down, cuts it back, middle of the field, 15, 10.
Oh,
goodbye. Touchdown, Toppers. And Brady Lynch, a 33-yard touchdown run.
Well, apparently he's the actual moon man on offense, obviously.
Boy.
Full moon is perfect for Brady Lynch.
He's had himself a ball game here tonight. 33 yards of touchdown running for Brady Lynch.
154 yards.
That's only 3 plays, 46 yards.
154 total yards and 5 rushes. Nice average.
Yes, that will work. Coach Duff will take it. Snap back, hold down for the try. Webster's kick is up, and it is good. Jay Webster, if you give him a good snap and hold, he's going to punch it through. And with 6:35 to play in the third quarter, Hillsborough 41. East Alton Woodiver nothing. Back to Memorial Field right after these messages.
Roy A. Zimmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Zimmermaker Agency to do things right.
We're almost through the rotation. By the Roy A. Zimmermaker
Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield. It's football season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. If you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed health care professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent health care close to home.
About all it takes.
WAOS.
America's high school sports leader.
41-0, Toppers in control, a 33-yard touchdown run courtesy of Brady Lynch. Webster kicks it deep. It is fielded there by Hughes. Here comes Jake. He is out across the 20. He's met there by a slew of Topper special teamers, and he gets to about the 23-yard line before he stopped.
And you know, Tim, the two deep kicks have been pretty deep. Kind of going away from their squib kicks, so it's kind of nice to be able to go either way as far as the kicking game goes.
What, throughout the last 2 weeks, been very impressed with the kicking of Jay Webster. He's made every point after except for the one tonight when the snap was bad, and Malloy did a good job to get the snap down, or to get the hold down, I should say, but the kick was just pushed wide right.
Wide right. Then he got the scoreboard after that as he kicked it through the uprights and into the scoreboard.
And that's how many yards do you think that scoreboard is behind the goalpost?
At least 25, isn't it?
Yeah,
or
he,
more?
He pegged it, right?
He pegged it.
He basically hit the...
So he pretty much told us how far of a field goal he can for sure hit, because that would have had to have been a good field goal.
Ironically enough, he hit the zero on the Oilers' side of the scoreboard.
Surprised it didn't knock out some lights, to be honest with you.
Guarantee this, the AD here is very glad that didn't happen. He's got enough things on his plate. He doesn't need to worry about replacing bulbs in the scoreboard. Ooh, they're offering funnel cakes here.
Yes, they do.
At Memorial Stadium.
A little difference. They had pork chops, butterfly pork chops. We're going to give you 2 more minutes. Every place has something.
It's always unique. Hillsboro's offering ice cream.
Really?
This year.
I didn't notice that. Okay.
I got a sample of that last week. It was outstanding. I think it was a blackberry pomegranate. That's what I had. It was delicious. So whenever you're out at the next Topper home game, make sure you get over there to the FFA stand and get yourself a pork burger, and then for dessert, some good old ice cream. So Topper's up by 41 here. And here come the Oilers. It'll be Ragusa back under center for East Alton Wood River. They will start from their own 24-yard line. They will try to run it straight up the gut. They will do so out across the 25 to the 27. Be a gain of about 3 on the first down carry. And the clock will roll to 5 minutes 35 seconds. Ragusa will work from the shotgun. She will have one back in the backfield. Two receivers split to the near side. Lone receiver up at the top. Here's Ragusa, another screen pass. Here's Hughes. He's got room out across the 40 to the 45. Plows ahead to the 47. Nicely done. A gain of 20. We saw that in the first half as well, Carl, but the pass was a little too tall for the intended man, who was Hughes. And this time, exact same play, better result, as the line just let the Topper defensive front come right through, and Ragusa put it right on the money to Jake Hughes. 20-yard gainer. First and 10 from the Oilers' own 47-yard line inside of 5 minutes for the third quarter. Under center for Ragusa. He will fake the handoff. Now he's going to keep it in the backfield.
Down he goes.
And dropped. Quickly into the backfield that time for the Toppers. Let's see.
Okay, time's up on the
first. That was Colin Wasson. Quickly into the backfield. They wanted to run a little trickeration maybe there. They faked the handoff, and right about the time Ragusa was completing the fake, Wasson was coming in to throw him to the turf. Ball back to the 40. A loss of 7. Brings up 2nd and 17.
4 sack of the game already by this Topper defense.
We've seen some nice pressure the last couple weeks from the Topper D. Here's Ragusa. Again, he's going to have pressure. He's going to unload over the middle. It is caught. Nice catch made out there. Flag comes in late. And into Topper territory go the Oilers down to the 48-yard line. It's a very nice catch made in traffic that time by Scott Gibbs. Topper defenders all around, but Scott hauled it in. And we'll see what the penalty flag is.
You're not going to believe it.
It was right around where the catch was made, so it could be a face mask penalty on the Toppers. Let's wait and see. It is on Hillsboro.
That'll probably give them enough for the first down there.
Was 2nd and 17.
Take the gain out to the 47.
They will step the football off from the spot of the foul. Right now the football rests at the 48-yard line of the Toppers. Boy, this is going to be right at the sticks with the 5-yard penalty. The official talking it over with Ragusa. Aaron Ragusa, only a sophomore, Carl, 6 foot, 200-pound QB for the East Alton Wood River Oilers. And when you're trying to turn around a program, a good place to start is getting a sophomore QB like Ragusa, who's a very nice-looking talent, lots of experience here as a sophomore.
No doubt about it, 13 yards on that pass play. 101 total yards for Ragusa now. Having a good second half so far. 3 for 3.
Ball spotted on the 45-yard line, and it is a new set of downs for the Oilers as the clock rolls at 2.5 minutes for the game's third quarter. Well, the big play, the interception by Evan Malloy that he ran back all the way to the 1 yard line. That just completely turned the momentum. Handoff inside, moving the pile is Bear. He's down to the 40-yard line, picks up 5 on the first down carry. Mike Bear on the carry. Senior tailback goes 5'10", 220. We approach the 2-minute mark here, third quarter. Toppers 41, East Alton Wood River nothing. Toppers looking for victory number 2 on the season as their first victory came against Roxana at home in week 2, 10-6. But you can just see this offense slowly getting better. Pinkley was out in the game at Marquette when they got shut out. Then he returned last week against Greenville, had a nice ball game, and another good showing from the Topper offense here tonight. Ragusa being
chased. Oh, he's going down again. 3 Toppers.
Wasson again, the first man through, and he was just stalking him. I think he was unblocked coming off that right edge.
He wasn't going to let him out of his sights, that's for sure. Huge loss.
Back to the 47-yard line, so a loss of 7. Set up third down and about 12 yards to go for the Oilers. Boy, Watson's had a couple of nice back-to-back plays here for the Toppers. A couple of sacks immediately. Collin goes, 5'10", 170, only a junior. 65 seconds for the third quarter. Third and 12 for the Oilers. From the gun, Ragusa. They'll bring 2 receivers to the near side, split 1 up top. 1 back in the backfield behind Ragusa from the gun. He will throw on third and 12. Sets, unloads over the middle, slightly behind the receiver, and dropped by Dylan Dorris. But that's a tough catch for a receiver over the middle when it's thrown
behind him.
Behind you.
Just behind him enough. I mean, it was theoretically catchable, Tim, but just a tough catch to make.
That's one of those, when you're going over the middle, it's human nature to just think about
being hit at 2, but yeah, if you got a pass behind you, it's just hard to reach back and control it.
No question. Wasn't that far behind it, but just enough to throw off his timing. He was open.
Oh, we did have a penalty, 5 yards, but that'll be refused. East Alton Wood River, no penalties. That one refused, so still no penalties against East Alton Wood River today.
And it's been a relatively clean game from Hillsborough's perspective.
Had a couple offensive line moves. They had the 1 hold. That's it. 3 penalties for Hillsborough.
The 1 penalty on this drive for the second half, and so yeah, 4 total for the game, but only 3 in that first half. They didn't have a lot of penalties last week either.
No.
And that is the third quarter. After 3 quarters of play, it was a 33-yard touchdown run by Brady Lynch at the 6:36 mark of the third quarter. Point after from Webster, good. And after 3 quarters, Hillsborough 41. East Alton Wood River nothing. Back with the fourth quarter right after these messages.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for
all your... Vandalia is up 39-0.
Remodeling a room or working on another project you have planned.
39.
Rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So
not
if
yet.
You need it,
not
rent
yet.
It at Hillsboro Golden Rental. Next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Basement problems? Don't know who to call? Call the leader in Central Illinois for 30 years. Midwest Basement Technologies. If you have bowed or cracked walls or just a leaky basement, call today and save 10%. On repairs. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service technician or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Roby Farm and Sales, your GSI grain bin dealer in Farmersville. Cheney's Market and Shipman. Almond Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis. Brick House Florist in Staunton. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop in Nokomis. And by Dom Crop Insurance in Greenville.
WAOS.
America's high school sports leader.
Here we go, underway in the fourth quarter. The Oilers will punt the football away. It'll roll inside the 20, and it'll be down at the 16-yard line. And Hillsborough will take over first and 10 on their own 16. And Levi Lovell back onto the field for the Toppers. It's always nice, Carl, whenever you can get the backup quarterback into some ball games early in the season, because you never know, as you get down the hall here, it could come in big.
Get them a little time now when you can. There's no doubt about it, Tim. And
so the Toppers start from their own 16-yard line. The running clock is in effect here in the fourth quarter. Toppers really responded nicely here tonight after the game. Got away from a little bit in the second half last week. The game was a lot closer than the 40-21 final indicated last week.
almost, what would you call it? It's like a 200-yard difference on the play. They go fourth and goal and miss it on the one-yard line. And then Greenville, one play, 99 yards, touchdown. Right. It's like a 14-point turnaround, just like that.
It was just immediately, the snap of a finger. And give the Greenville Comets credit, that quick strike offense.
They're dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel comfortable with a two-touchdown lead against Greenville, even fairly late in the game. I could see that team's capable of scoring two touchdowns in 2 or 3 minutes. They've done it before.
And that really makes the decision that Chad Easterday made 2 weeks ago and the decision that Coach Duff made last
week. Where you go for
week.
It,
you got to
sure.
go for it against Greenville. Field goals do not beat the Comets. And two back-to-back weeks, the Cavies and the Toppers both tested that Comet defense on fourth and short, and both times the Comet defense.
That's where the Comet defense has become tough, is goal lines.
Here comes Lovell on the quarterback.
Got a little room.
To the near side, out across the 25. He's run out of bounds. Flag comes in late. That's in the area of offensive holding. Maybe for Coach Todd Hutchinson for the Comets, you just try to convince your defense that it's always fourth and one inside your own five.
That's true. They do seem to come up and play big for him. They did both against the Cavaliers and then against the Hilltoppers.
Be interesting to see if the Comets can run the table again this year. They've got, what is a 34-game winning streak heading in to action tonight. But it was a hold on the Toppers, so that'll cost them yardage as the flag was thrown back around the 15. So they will step the penalty off from there. Clock continues to roll inside of 9.5 minutes. Ball spotted at the 10-yard line. So after the penalty, it'll be second and long for Hillsboro from their own 10. Second and 17 for Hillsboro. Toppers on the way to picking up win number 2 on the season. They will improve to 2-3 in what was a must-win game. Here comes Lovell. Gave it off quickly. Not a lot doing. Thrown to the turf back inside the 10. Was the Topper ball carrier. Did not see who took the carry that time. For
no, I did not. I think we might have quite a few new players in there.
I thought it might have been Cerruti. I thought I saw 32, but I could have been wrong. The Topper white jerseys with the orange numbers can be a little tricky to see.
Once they get a little dirty, too.
Yeah.
Rhymes into the uniform. The white and the orange kind of blend together after the dirt gets there.
I bet moms love washing the white road jersey. 8.5 to play ball game. Here comes Lovell.
Oh, he hit.
Boy, immediately never had a chance to get going as he was
linebacker got
in the
him.
Backfield right away. As on the stop that time, Seth Jones.
Seth Jones, a senior.
Lovell wanted to run the option. We've seen a little more option from the Toppers this week, it seems, than we saw last week. We saw it a little bit last week, but they've really gone to it a couple different times here tonight. And they've had good success.
Yeah, East Allen Wood River forced them into it, Tim, with their bunched-up defense. And remember, they were just stuffing the run up between the tackles, but when they opened up the field a little bit, they had some big gains.
Well, it's 4th and 22. The Toppers will punt from his own end zone. Cerruti. Hits the kick away. It's a low kick and a short kick. It's going to bounce sideways now. It will not get out across the 30, and it touched dead at the 29-yard line by keeper Thacker. So the Oilers will get some very nice starting field position here. They will start 1st and 10 from the Topper 29-yard line. More high school football for you tomorrow. Nokomis at North Mac. That game will be played in Verdon, and we'll have live coverage for you at 12:40 tomorrow afternoon on WSMI FM 106. And, of course, Sports Saturday tomorrow morning at 9:05 on WSMI FM. And we'll be talking to area coaches and get their thoughts on week 5 of the high school football season. And it always goes so fast, Carl. I mean, after next week, we'll be 2/3 of the way through.
It's amazing. Temperature's just starting to change. We're really still very comfortable weather here.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice evening. They pitch it wide to Hughes. He keeps the legs moving, drives the pile close to the 25. Forward progress might give him the 25-yard line and a gain of 4. I believe when I was reading the weather earlier today, it's going to get into the upper 40s tomorrow night. So the fall weather's a-coming.
Yeah, we're starting to catch a few 50 degrees early last week or two, and then we got back to the 90s for a while. That might be the last we see of them. We might just make it to the 80s if we're lucky after this.
Carlos, it's really not football season unless you're sitting on some scaffolding in 10-degree weather with a 30-mile-an-hour wind running up your back.
Yeah, a little snow flurries, you bet. I know it.
6 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the ball game. Toppers in control. Ragusa will come under center. And the play clock ran down. They didn't get it off. That'll be delay on the East Alton Wood River Oilers. Nope, they got the timeout just before. So halfway through the fourth quarter, 6 minutes and a second left in the ball game. Hillsboro 41. East Alton Wood River nothing. We'll take a break. We're back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call, and we'll be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
There's never been a better time to make your building dream a reality. Morton Buildings, the leader in post-bank construction, is offering special off-season discount pricing on all buildings. Horse barns and hobby shops to commercial projects and storage buildings. Morton has the building you want and need. For more information, call your local Morton Buildings office in Litchfield or visit MortonBuildings.com.
WAOS.
America's high school sports leader.
Second and eight for the East Alton Wood River Oilers. They are on the Topper 26-yard line. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Following the timeout, they will pitch it wide. Oh, halfback pass. Hughes wants to unload. Has a man. Ragusa caught. Needs to make a man miss. He does so. He plows his way inside the five. Touchdown, East Alton Wood River on the trickeration coming out of the timeout. Halfback pass. Very nicely executed. Jake Hughes to Ragusa. That was a nice play, Carl.
Very nice play. You could see it was coming, but I don't think the Toppers had time to react.
26 yards of touchdown passing on the halfback pass. Very nice throw from Hughes, and Ragusa did a nice job of running. So the running back made a good throw, and the quarterback made a nice run.
No doubt about it.
Well, the Oilers on the board with 5:49 to play in the ballgame. They will come on for the try. Mason Webb for the point after. Ragusa will hold. Snap back, bounces to Ragusa. He gets it down. The kick is up and good. Nicely done by the holder, Ragusa. And then the kicker, Webb, the snap basically rolled back to Aaron Ragusa. He did a good job to get that football down and in position for his kicker. And Mason Webb put it through. And we talked about it earlier, Carl, when the Toppers had a problem with the snap. Whenever the snap isn't where it's supposed to be, it throws the timing off. But that was nicely executed there.
Nicely executed. And East Alton Wood River gets what they were after. You know, Tim, they knew they were... The game was over as far as winning or losing part, but they did want to try and get a score on the board, and they did achieve that.
They absolutely did. So it's 41-7 now, Toppers with the lead, and they will have the football back with 5:49 to play here in the football game. We'll have Cardinal baseball for you tomorrow as well from Wrigley Field. The Cards and the Cubs on deck show is yours at 11:22 tomorrow morning on WSMI AM 1540, and the Cardinals' mysterious season continues to roll along.
Yes, it does. Just a tough, 3-week stretch where they're about, you know, they're winning one every three games on the average, almost something like that.
They went on that road trip through
and that was
Pittsburgh,
a killer.
Washington, Houston. That was it for them. They went 2-8 on that.
Two last place teams in different or their own division in a different division and couldn't beat either one.
Yep, that. When that happens, I mean,
it does happen.
That you deserve to make the playoffs when you can't beat the lower teams, and that's been their problem all year. Their record against sub-500 teams.
Very bad.
Very
good against some good teams, but very bad against sub-500 teams.
It's well below 500. Little squib kick. Pinkley will retreat to his own 10, and he will go to a knee and pick it up. Smart play right there, up 41-7. You don't need to try to pick that football up on the fly and get moving forward. Just fall on it, get in possession, and get your offense back on the field. So Cardinal baseball tomorrow from Wrigley with the On Deck Show at 11:22 on WSMI AM 1540. And more high school football. Nokomis at North Mac live at 12:40 on WSMI FM 106. And North Mac, Carl, that will be an interesting team, I think, to watch as the season moves forward, because Verdon and Girard, that's a very, very good co-op. They're going to be formidable in a lot of different sports.
You can see that. They've had good success on their own before, so you group them together and hopefully it meshes well. And you could end up with some excellent teams in every sport.
Here come the Toppers on 1st and 10. They will hand it off right side. Not a whole lot doing. It's stacked up with the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Ben Rapp, the ball carrier for the Hilltoppers.
Ben Rapp on the carry that time for the Toppers. His first carry this evening, I do believe. He's 5'8", 145 pounds and a junior. It's inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Coming up next week here on the Yox, we will be at Public School Stadium in Alton as Litchfield will be at Alton Marquette. We'll have live coverage next Friday evening, 6:40, right here on the Yox, 105.3 WAOX. Then after next week, we'll have games on FM 106 and here on the Yox as the Cardinal season will be through. So two live games for you beginning 2 weeks from tonight. Here's Lovell on the good fake on the quarterback keeper that time as he handed it off inside and ran the fake out nicely. As he gave it to Wasson, I think, Colin Wasson with the carry. 4 minute mark ball game. It brings a third and 10 situation in front of the Toppers here. When you look back on it, Carl, it's easy to say it now, but that interception and return, that was the big momentum shift here. It was 14-0 at that point, and East Alton Wood River had good field position right at midfield, and they went for a long pass play on the first play from scrimmage, and it was picked off and ran back to their own one-yard line. That really was the backbreaker.
Yep, the defense, you have to give a lot of credit in this game.
Lovell this time will keep it. He's going to be grabbed up top of the shoulder pads and slung to the turf at about the 20-yard line, very close to the line he needed to gain, but I think he came up just a bit short.
Looks like the punting team's coming on for the Toppers, so he must be short by enough that they're not going to mess with it, obviously.
Yeah, no reason to worry about going for it on fourth and inches here in this situation, up 41-7, 3 minute mark ball game. The Toppers will punt it away, and Hillsborough will begin to turn their attention to Vandalia. Tough road game next week for the Toppers at Vandalia. And for East Alton Wood River, they've got a tough road game next week as well. They will travel into Cavey territory and take on Carlinville. And Carlinville looks very, very good this year. One of the better Carlinville teams I can remember seeing since I've worked at the radio station.
And they beat a tough Pena team up at Pena.
Good kick. From
really a hanger. Wow.
Fair catch called
the guy was
made
there. Yeah.
At midfield. That was Cody Engler with the fair catch. Boy, that was a
exactly
nice
what you want from your punter. High hanging kick, and the defender was actually there in his face if he did try and take off, but he called the fair catch, and rightfully so.
Good decision there. Toppers had a man down on the coverage right there. Illini have the week off this week. They'll be back in action next Saturday, and they will get the Ohio State into Champaign.
Now we'll get to see what the Illini are made of, won't we?
Yeah, you'll find out real quick. That'll be live at 10:30 the first Saturday of October on WUSMI FM 106. Hand off straight up the gut. Not a whole lot doing there for Adam Grace. He gets across midfield.
One thing, though, Illinois has had very good success against Ohio State.
Some things you just can't figure out. The Cardinals can't beat 500 teams. Illinois can't beat anybody, but they give Ohio State a ball game every
year. And they've
year.
Actually beaten them not that many years ago. And, they've given them great games, it seems like, several years straight.
Well, it was that Ohio State game the year they went to the Rose Bowl that really put them in when they went up to the Shoe and handed the Buckeyes that loss. Seemed like Illinois had their football program going in the right direction after that win, but it has turned south since that time for Coach Zook and the Illini.
It has.
It has not been a turned south situation for the Toppers here tonight. They've been in control of this football game from the get-go. They lead it 41-7. We're down to 60 seconds to play. It's third and 10 for the Oilers.
And a couple more plays, Tim. I think that's going to be the ball game. 50 seconds and counting. Maybe just one more, depending on what type of play it is.
Toppers had some quick strikes tonight, and we'll get the recap for you in the postgame show coming up after the conclusion here on the Ox. More high school football tomorrow. Nokomis at North Mac live at 12:40 on WUSMI FM 106. Play clock down to 4:32. Snap away. They will hand it off up the gut to Hughes. And it's good to see Jake Hughes back in the ballgame. He got dinged on the opening play. He was down for a little while, looked a little shaky coming off, but he got right back in the game, and good to see him able to get back in the contest tonight. That could be the final play. The game clock down to 10 seconds. We'll see if the Oilers want to run a play. They don't appear that they do, and that's going to do it. The Toppers come into Memorial Stadium, and they defeat East Alton Wood River 41-7. Back with the totals after this.
Hi, this is the Yeti Wernstein's beautiful downtown. Let's show
up. Vandalia's up 46-8.
Technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare a price in the national chain, but we'll take care of it. See Wernstein's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
Regardless.
That. High school football on the Tally Broadcasting Stations is brought to you in part by Max Fire and Safety Equipment in Litchfield, the Shine Shop in Litchfield, Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Andy Foddy Shop in Nokomis, Baker Custom Homes and Buildings in Litchfield, and by Fernhaber's Florist in Staunton.
WAOS.
America's High School Sports Leader.
Toppers and Oilers shake hands at midfield in what was a must-win game for Hillsborough coming in. Carl, they delivered here tonight with a 41-7 victory over East Alton Wood River. Toppers now 2-3 on the year. East Alton Wood River still looking for win number one. They fall to 0-5. Not a whole lot of scoring in the second half. It was at the half 34-0, the Toppers, and they came right out to start the third quarter. Down the field they went, and it was Brady Lynch with a 33-yard touchdown run with 6:36 left in the third quarter. That capped a three-play 46-yard drive for the Toppers. That made it 41-0. They put the running clock into play. The Oilers did get a touchdown late, a very nicely designed trick play as it was a halfback pass and Hughes to Ragusa down the sideline for 26 yards. Point after was good. That got the Oilers on the board here tonight. The Toppers win it 41-7 as they huddle up at the 35-yard line and they get their post-game talking from Coach Aaron Duff. Carl, just quickly, the final totals here.
Yeah, we'll just look at the Hilltoppers' final big totals. You got Brady Lynch, just 5 carries in this game, but he gets 2 touchdowns, Tim, and 154 yards. Obviously, there's looking for Luke Cerruti, but he still picks up 23 yards and a touchdown himself in 10 carries. Corey Dergo, he gets 11 yards and 4 carries. You also had Levi Lovell come in. He picks up 20 yards and just 3 carries. And Garrett Pinkney, he had 50 yards and just the 4 carries and threw for the one touchdown of 12 yards and a total of 16 yards. So over 300 yards of offense. And really for East Alton Wood River, the key was the one play they pulled off, and that was the throw from Hughes, who like you say, it was great to see him come in the game, but his running game wasn't so as important to the team as actually his passing game. He throws one pass, 26 yards, touchdown to Aaron Ragusel, and that's the East Alton Wood River's one score. So they pick up a total of 110 yards roughly in the whole contest. Of course, we had the continuous clock, so there wasn't a whole lot of extra yards gained in that second half.
Toppers will be off to Vandalia next week as they will take on the Vandals in a big game for Hillsborough in a very hostile environment up there at Vandalia. For East Alton Wood River, speaking of hostile environments, they'll be off to Carlinville next week to take on the Red Hot Carlinville Cavaliers. Our live game next week here on the Ox will have the Litchfield Purple Panthers at Alton Marquette at Public School Stadium. We'll have live coverage for you next Friday evening at 6:40 right here on the Ox 105.3 WAOX. Of course, podcasts of all of our high school sporting events are available at WSMIRadio.com. Live streams also available through Network One Sports. You can pick those up at WAOX.com or at WSMIRadio.com. I want to thank all the wonderful people here at East Alton Wood River High School for getting us set up with our broadcast position here. Of course, thanks to all of our wonderful football sponsors. Without them, we are not able to bring any of this action to you. So thank you very much to all of our sponsors. And thanks, of course, to Jennifer Grant back in the Oxpen for producing tonight's ball game, where the final was the Hillsborough Hilltoppers 41, the East Alton Wood River Oilers 7-4. Carl DeBar, I'm Tim Mize. We say goodnight from Memorial Stadium.